Bangladesh faces blasphemy laws. A study finds an easy tool for fighting child hunger. And growth needs space in Kenyan outreach. This and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Deadly riots in Bangladesh have claimed 27 lives. Protesters clashed with police over demands for a more Islamic Bangladesh. Asian Access Bangladesh co-director Peter Muzumdar explains the latest issue.
Jamaat-e-Islam want to pressure that Bangladesh should have this blasphemy law, which is totally denied by the government of Bangladesh and also the concerned people from Bangladesh, that they don't accept that one.
Two Islamist groups in the main opposition party united against the government over the weekend. A general strike brought the city, Dhaka, to a standstill, but Muzumdar says their church leader training went forward anyway. Despite the troubles, there's a class on schedule to graduate in September. The other thing to note is that the trouble has had a unifying effect.
Last few days, many churches came together and we prayed God may transform this situation and change this situation, and we like to see a peaceful country like that. So you can pray for that.
Next, have you been following the case of the three girls kidnapped and kept as slaves in Ohio for 10 years? Well, their story shows how most human trafficking cases start. You see, trafficking doesn't require movement. Slavery is at the heart of this global problem. Operation Mobilization's Kathy Anderson says their annual freedom climb helps fight it.
We're just all out there being this voice for these girls.
Each year, women climb one of the world's toughest mountains to raise awareness of the issue. They also raise support for OM projects that fight trafficking. You can be a part of it, too.
We really need to get out there and be aware. Be the voice, be the hands of the feet, and start making a difference.
You can find out more at our website. The most important thing to do is pray.
Pray for those that are suffering, physically, mentally, emotionally, all of that, oppressed, enslaved, whatever it is, because it doesn't end. It's a big, bad stain on all of humanity.
This is Mission Network News. Bibles burned, elderly Christians arrested, and churches closed. These issues were discussed this week with a Kazakh ambassador to the United States, Kurat Umarov. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba was one of a dozen or so people who met with him about Kazakhstan's religion law.
I was pleased that, you know, they were openly ready to discuss all these issues, and even offering some solutions, because many local authorities are simply overzealous about implementing this law.
One part of the law requires church membership of 50 people before it can be registered. Rakuba says,
church planting ministry is becoming almost illegal in Kazakhstan because you cannot congregate for worship service if you have a group of 20, 25. You basically cannot qualify. So there's no room even to start, you know, home churches.
Elsewhere, whether a mom thinks God wants her baby to survive or not could actually affect the child's well-being. Food for the Hungry says they just did a study last month in Bolivia showing this idea. Moms there who believe that God wants all children to survive were about 15 times more likely to have a healthy kid. FH says the simple concept based on biblical truth could do a lot to reduce child mortality worldwide. Pray the truth of God's love would change lives. And there are 800,000 people crammed into 2.5 square kilometers, eking out survival in Kenya's Kiberia slum. ION Network Kenya is focusing on the thousands of homeless orphans living there. Child sponsorships rescue these kids, but growth needs space. Four staffers are sharing a metal shipping container as an office space. ION comes alongside local churches with resources so they can bring the gospel alive in their communities. Will you help? Just go to our website for links. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your gift of any amount. It features some brand new songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.